Did you
know
this up in Colorado?
I don't know what the term would be around here. It so seldom occurs. But to me, that word dogie is strictly Western Texas and Western states. Further west than Oklahoma.
Out on the highway today in the rain, there were about 20 cattle on the highway. I slowed down, got through them, started up a hill, and a truck was coming. He was doing about 45, I guess. So I turned on my lights and blinked him down. He would have had cows all over that truck.
Yes, and the sad part of it, you'd have to pay for those cows if you hit them. Mm-hmm. And then have your car fixed at your expense.
They certainly do a job. I guess not like a horse, though.
No, a horse is dangerous. They'll come right up over the hood of your car. They're taller than a cow. And a hog, a grown hog, is more dangerous than a cow. Because they'll get under your car.
Oh, and roll you over.
And they're blocky and heavy. And they'll turn your car over. I'd a lot rather hit a grown cow as a grown hog.
I had a cousin who ran into a deer once, about $200 worth of damage. The meat went to the orphan's home. I'm sure they would have preferred beef. Were oxen ever used around here?
Not in my time, no. They were never used.
What would you call four oxen?
I don't know, a yoke of oxen would be two. That's my opinion. That's my idea of it. But four, I don't know. In horses or mules, a span would be two. Mm-hmm. And we always referred to two as a team. Mm-hmm. But a team could be four, a team of four, or a team of six. However, we never worked a team of six, we worked a team of four to a binder when we bind oats.
If you're going to raise horses, what do you need?
A mare and a stud.
Any special word for a horse that hasn't been broken yet?
Dad always referred to them as an outlaw, or a wild horse. I don't know of any other phrase or term that would be used.
Any special term for a spotted pony, one with large spots?
Pinto.
And a small jackass?
Would that be a burra? Is that, or a jinnies? And I don't know whether there's a difference in jinny and a burra. Burra, to me, is smaller than a jinny. A jinny actually is the mother of the mare of a jackass on a stud. A jinny and a stud. Now that's my understanding, that the jinny is the female. Mm-hmm. And the jackass is the male.
I wish I had a place big enough to have one of those for my girls. I think they'd really enjoy it.
The fellow that owns the rest home around here has three young boys, and he has some of the western burros. He has one or two. But they're not over that tall. They're real small.
You used to be able to buy those for about $1 a piece. Sell them for $1.